About 24 protesters are standing along Main Street in Yreka, the seat of Siskiyou County, which lies just across Oregon's southern border. They're holding signs saying, "Stop the Klamath Dam scams." Richard Marshall, president of the Siskiyou Water Users Association, says removing the dams will raise the cost of power and endanger water supplies to farmers and ranchers. And he says it won't help the river's threatened salmon and other fish species.
The fact of the matter is, in history shows us that the salmon never went up to the lower Klamath River.
That fact is certainly in dispute. And during the public hearing that followed, there was little that wasn't disputed. First, Water Board staff gave an overview of the draft environmental impact report that analyzes the proposal. The 1,800-page document concludes that removing the dams, with measures taken to ease potential problems that could arise, would result in cleaner, cooler water in the river that would be less prone to the algae blooms and disease outbreaks that have killed tens of thousands of fish. That finding was music to the ears of Andrew Braugh with the group California Trout.
We are pleased that the draft EIR confirms that the proposed project will have long-term benefits associated with protecting water quality, which in turn ensures a healthier aquatic habitat, greater spawning opportunities, and a reduction in the incidence of fish disease.
Robert Super, a member of the Karuk Tribal Council, said the scarcity of fish has been a hardship on his people, as well as those of the nearby Yurok and Hoopa Valley tribes.
This last year, we only gathered salmon for our ceremonies. We didn't gather like we usually do, so we were trying to help our salmon get through, so we were letting them go.
Taylor Tupper is a member of the Klamath tribes. She said the Chiels, the Klamath word for salmon, remain an intrinsic part of her people's culture.
We are a fish and water people, and we have been waiting for over 100 years for the return of the salmon, for our treaty right to be upheld. Still today, over 100 years since Iron Gate was built in 1917, the Chiels have continued to travel towards their home in Klamath, and still today they break themselves at Iron Gate.
But local rancher Sheila Meamber predicted a slew of bad outcomes if the dams were to be removed.
Increase in electricity rates will occur. People's wells will dry up. Homes and businesses will be prone to flooding. Potential loss of water source for fire protection. Property devaluation, and all other property owners, farmers, and ranchers affected will be forced to make up for the loss if this experiment fails.
Siskiyou County tax collector Wayne Hammer said Pacific Corp, the utility that owns and operates the dams, is the county's largest taxpayer, contributing about $2 million a year.
70% of those dollars go directly to our schools, so whatever loss we'll take by the removal of the three dams and their infrastructure will directly hit our schools. Also, it'll affect public safety.
Several people warned the estimated 15 million tons of accumulated sediment that would be released by removing the dams would damage the river ecosystem. But another observed that, after the removal of two dams on the Elwar River in Washington State, more than twice that much sediment had flushed out to sea with no long-term impact. After hearings this week in Arcata, Orleans, and Sacramento, the Water Board will evaluate the comments on the draft environmental report and is expected to have a final report ready by this summer. The dam removal question remains one of the most contentious parts of the complex water issues that have plagued the Klamath Basin for decades. And while the effort to decommission the dams appears to be moving toward completion, 2019 is shaping up to be another dry year, with potentially dire consequences for a river system that seems unable to meet all the demands humans are placing on it. Liam Moriarty, JPR News, Yreka.